guys. It is great to be back with you. If we have not met yet, my name is Dave. I'm one of the pastors here at the church. I'm the one normally teaching up here week after week, but Chris and myself have been gone for a couple of weeks on a trip to meet and encourage some of our global outreach partners in Malaysia. So we're back now. Glad to be back. I want to thank Stephen Watson for preaching the last couple of weeks, and also thank Mari and thank Compton for leading us in worship. Got to hear through the magic of technology, got to hear and see some of that happening while we were on the other side of the world. So thankful to be back with you. We're continuing now our series in Romans. So if you have a Bible, open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. If you don't have a Bible, we've got some under the chairs, and you can open up one of those black Bibles to page 949, and we will be continuing Romans 15. Stephen started that last week. We'll finish it this week. And, you know, you might consider it coincidence. I think it's God's providence that this week Paul is talking about his worldwide missionary strategy. So just coming off a cross-cultural trip, seeing global outreach partners on other sides of the world, and this week we're calling it the missional church, as Paul describes his call, and more than just Paul's call, our call as God's people to reach the whole world. So last couple of weeks, we were in Malaysia. Malaysia is in Southeast Asia, kind of south of China. It's near Thailand. It's near Indonesia. And Malaysia is a very interesting country. It is officially a Muslim country, and by their standards and in their constitution, to be Malay is to be Muslim. And so there's some interesting and scary restrictions, right, on how publicly you can proselytize and preach the gospel to certain ethnic groups. But it's a multi-ethnic country. It's kind of a three-way tie between Malay, Chinese, and Indian people there. And so multiple different languages, multiple different religions there. And what's really interesting is English is the predominant language that is spoken. It's like the trade language. So everybody grows up speaking their different tribal dialects, but all together speaking English as kind of their trade language. So one of my goals, as I share with you what it was like being in Malaysia, is that some of you would feel God's call to move there and go befriend our partners. We've already got relationships with these folks in Penang, which is an island place, and Kuala Lumpur, which is on the mainland, and it's a big mega city, but both beautiful places, tropical. There's flowers, there's green things everywhere. It is a little warm, but things grow really well there if you want a garden, and it's a beautiful place. The food as well was fantastic. So if you like to speak English,